With our continuing coverage of Iowa high school athletics, we're joined now by head coach of the Penn Lake Christian girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy, powered by Hy-Vee, following the loss to Penn Lake tonight by a final score of 54-33. Coach Foudy, it's been a little bit of adversity here for the Eagles all season long when you talk about injuries and things like that going into tonight. I know you guys never will talk excuses, but as a team, how have you just been working going into tonight's game, keeping spirits high in spite of the fact that there is a lot of adversity this team has faced?
Well, it's all we can do. And, you know, you just have to play with the cards you're dealt. I feel awful for the kids that want to be out on the court competing that can't due to injury. If you say that's a little bit of adversity, what we faced, I don't want to know what a lot of adversity looks like for a basketball team. But, you know, I'm extremely proud of our kids and our program. I felt like the character of our kids was full on full display tonight. The way our team competed, you know, it's been a challenge. It's been a new challenge each day. It seems like every time I look out on the court, there's a new group of five that I've never seen playing together before. And that's certainly a challenge when you're trying to get into a flow and in a rhythm. And obviously trying to stretch some girls that maybe aren't honestly quite ready for the varsity level yet, but I just loved the attitude of those girls that have been thrown into that situation, and you know, I felt like I had a team I could be proud of tonight.
Absolutely right. I would 100% agree with that. Looking at this team, you talk about no quit attitude. One of those girls that I want to highlight in that is Rachel Kekmarinski. 2 points in the first half, comes back 17 in the second half, finishes with 19 points, 8 rebounds for the night by our unofficial calculations. Just looking at the effort that she displays, how big of a boost does that bring the rest of the girls to have somebody like that, that even when things aren't necessarily going your way, is going to fight till that final horn blows?
Yeah, it's huge, and I challenged her at halftime that we just needed her to make plays. You know, that she's going to get the ball in different situations. She needs to make plays, and I felt like she took a big step forward tonight. It's huge for our team. It's extremely important, and we're going to need Rachel to continue to just be a playmaker for us. And, you know, she's still a young basketball player trying to figure out what that means, but, you know, she may think she's being a little greedy at times, and I don't know if that's her thought process, but that we need her to be aggressive, and I thought we saw that in the second half.
Another girl who stepped up in a big way tonight, and she's played a pretty good role off the bench for the Eagles this season's Ava Bream. 7 rebounds off the bench, 4 points for her. When you look at the 4 points, it's probably not going to be something that people will look at the stat sheet and be like, oh, 4 points, that's just the greatest stat line I've ever seen. But it was a big 4 points and a big 7 rebounds off the bench, and
yeah,
a big spark for this team.
I love the way Ava Breams played tonight. We highlighted her in the locker room too after the game, just saying, you know, we want to bottle that Ava Breams up. She came out to fight, and you know, I'm just really proud of what she did for our team tonight, and hopefully we can bottle that up and see it moving forward as well.
And again, we're talking to head coach of the Penn Lake Christian girls basketball team, Brendan Foudy, following the 54-33 loss against Penn Lake. You mentioned this team and the adversity that it's dealt through. You know, we talked about it a little bit off the air before going into that Newton game and seeing these different lineup combinations. You talk about Chloe Nickel making her return to the floor, Ava Nickel stepping into a role here, Sophia Slachter taking on a big role. What have you seen from them here this week as they have been thrust into action with injuries, Winterhelm, all of that, all of the above?
Oh, just a lot of mental toughness. I mean, we're asking them to do a lot. You know, they were playing a lot different at the JV level in a lot of ways than what we play at the varsity level. And so really in a short time, we've tried to had to give them a crash course on what we're trying to do at the varsity level. It's not perfect, and they know that. But I think every day they show up trying their best to do what they need to do for their team to step into a role and help us win games. And it's going to continue to be a challenge. But I think today we took a step forward with just the grit and the toughness that it requires, that's required to win games in this conference.
Well, you talk about the grit and learning some of those things as a team. Opportunity here to get even better off of this game. I know that people look at it like it's a loss, that isn't what you want, but a great opportunity to learn a little bit more about yourself, because you do get another matchup with the Dutch following, you know, a long little stretch here of games. But it starts with Knoxville on Monday. Going into that game against Knoxville, What are some of the key things you're telling the girls after tonight's game that are going to be positive takeaways that you can take into Monday's game?
I think my biggest message is we just got to be consistent with this type of effort, right? It's got to be consistent. We have to play with this intensity, with this mentality every night, whether we're playing Knoxville or we're playing Norwalk. I don't care who it is. We've got to play that way. And until, you know, we show that consistency, we felt like we lost a game on Tuesday at Newton that we should win. And I don't think the intensity on Tuesday night was where it needed to be. And, a part of that is we've got girls that are still trying to figure out what they're doing, right? But we talk a lot this last couple of weeks about the things you can do on the basketball court to impact the game and impact winning that have nothing to do with skill or knowledge of the offense or knowledge of the defense. And that's things like hustling after loose balls, going after rebounds with all you got, defending the one-on-one matchup you've got with everything you've got. And so that's what we're going to be looking for. We're going to continue to teach those girls and get better. Practice is a challenge because we've had to pretty much change how we practice from where we wanted to be at the beginning of the year. And so we're trying to figure that out and make sure we're still developing our JV kids the way they need to be developed too.
And I know you'll never look at this game coming up Monday in any other way than a tough battle against the Knoxville squad when you go over to their place on Monday, or at least you'll never admit that you're going to look at it any other way, but an opportunity to potentially hone in your skill before another tough week of Dallas Center Grimes and Indianola, especially when you don't necessarily get any time to get in the gym and practice beyond maybe a Saturday little walkthrough here in between those games. How big is it going to be to come out and take advantage of an opponent, a game where it is a very winnable contest against Knoxville, to really propel yourself into those tougher games in the Little Hawkeye Conference next week?
I guess I'd just go back to the consistency, right? Knoxville is probably similar to Newton for us, where we know how much they dislike us. And they're going to, regardless of how talented they are or what their record looks like, they hate us, right? I mean, they just do, and they want to come in and rough us up a little bit. And so we got to show up with an intensity and tenacity that pretty much sends the message to Knoxville, tonight's not your night.
I would love for that to be the message. Hopefully that's what Trevor's reporting on Monday night over there at Knoxville. Coach Foudy, appreciate the time as always. Best of luck turning around and going to Knoxville on Monday night, and then Dallas Center Grimes on Tuesday. Looking forward to a conversation with you up there at DCG on Tuesday night.
Thanks, Tyler.
Absolutely. That was Brendan Foudy, head coach of the Petaluma Christian girls basketball team.